Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Terry Neese back on the show. Terry is a longtime member of my Brain Trust, president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW. And ever since I've known her, that's all she's done is helping women put their best foot forward in the marketplace, and not just in the United States, but around the world. And she's here. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, she lives 10 miles from Moore, Oklahoma. She's been right in the eye of the storm over there for several days now. And the first thing she's going to do is give us a report on that. Terry Neese, welcome back to the show. I'm so glad that you're safe.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm glad we're safe, too. And I'll tell your audience that we're under severe thunderstorm right now, pouring rain and hail expected any minute. And, you know, that's so unfortunate for the cleanup that is going on and continued search and rescue.
Are there still missing people?
There are. And, you know, Oklahomans and Alabamans and the country, we're so giving. We're such a giving people. Mm-hmm. And they've had to just turn away people who have showed up, hundreds that have showed up to volunteer. But, you know, right now we can't use any volunteers. But we've had over 13,000 homes destroyed or damaged and 30 square miles of devastation. Mm. So
somebody said that's bigger than the square mileage of Manhattan.
Absolutely, that's what I compare it to. Absolutely. Yeah. And the tornado and debris combined 2.5 miles wide. So
From the one from what was it? Was it Monday? I guess there was another. There's another one over the weekend. There was a couple more over the weekend.
Actually, Saturday night we had severe thunderstorms, and then Sunday we had tornado outbreaks. I was in my safe room Sunday afternoon. We had a tornado 1 mile from my house. It's aimed right at me, and you know, Jim, I just prayed that funnel cloud would lift up. And watching it on my iPhone in my safe room, it lifted up and went north of us.
Wow.
So, thank God, you know.
Well, I've been in the middle of these things, and I've seen them go right over the top of me. They're an amazing, amazing force of nature. If you've never been around a tornado, folks, it's an amazing thing. It's total devastation, but to look at it, it's you can't take your eyes off of it. It's like this compelling thing of natural beauty. That doesn't you know, you think you could just walk up and watch it, but it's a killer, and the bigger they are, the more they kill. I heard a meteorologist say one time that when it gets to the F5, he said you know, all the things you try to do to save yourself when you're being hit by a tornado, he said, but if you're in an F5 tornado, they're basically not survivable.
Yeah, that's right. And I tell you, our weathermen here are phenomenal, and we've just got incredible technology here. But our weathermen had told us on Sunday night and early Monday morning that we were going to have severe storms Monday afternoon, beginning probably about 2:30.
And that's
Jim,
exactly
I went in that morning and closed my office. I closed my office at 1 o'clock and told everyone to go home.
Yeah.
Thank God I did, because that thing formed at 2:30.
I wonder, I don't mean to be critical or insensitive, but why didn't they let those children go home? Why didn't they send those children home?
Yeah,
why
did
they
know.
Even have school that day?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like me saying, okay, everybody, you know, we're going to get out of here.
Right.
We're going to close down at 1 o'clock and all of you go home. And we had a lot of, Jim, as you know, I own Terry Neese Personnel, mm-hmm. founded Terry Neese Personnel. We have a lot of temporary
staffers.
Your daughter
staffers. Runs it. Mm-hmm.
Daughter runs that now. A lot of people who lost their homes, damaged homes. One of our employees with IEEW damaged home. So, you know, we're just all huddling around each other and trying to help each other get through this thing.
Well, I'm glad you're safe, and she's going to stay with us the rest of the half hour, folks. But if the weather gets bad where she is, and it's really starting to get bad, she may have to drop off. But we're going to come back after this next break and talk about Peace Through Business, an organization and an effort that I'm familiar with and I've been involved with myself, just observing, not doing really any work, just observing the work that they're doing. And it is absolutely inspiring, the work that Terry and her people are doing to promote entrepreneurship among women around the world. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back with our good friend, Terry Neese.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.